Welcome to Life Talks with Lauren. This podcast is all about having conversations around what's real for us and swapping shame and judgment for courage and connection. We'll cover topics like self-love, relationships, body image, mental health, and so much more. Think of it like getting together with one of your good friends and chatting about life. So grab your glass of wine, mug of tea, or your favorite drink, and let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 155 of the Life Talks with Lauren podcast. It's been a few weeks since I recorded my last episode. I was like on a roll, and then I kind of like lost inspiration. Sometimes I just am like, I don't know what to talk about. And today I was like, oh, I'll start brainstorming for something to talk about. And then lo and behold, I was listening to a podcast episode from Mary Skinner. She has a podcast called Prologues. And I found her, I started following her on TikTok, I think around like 2020. Just like her vibe, her aesthetic. She talks a lot about mental health, which I always appreciate. And I don't know, I just really like her. I think she's really beautiful also. And she's also tall girly like me. I can't remember if she is. Some of the girls that I follow that I know are taller are like sometimes 5'7", because I'll think that they're taller than they are, and then they're like 5'7", and I'm like, I mean, that still is, I guess, pretty tall, above average for a woman, but for me, I'm 5'9", so sometimes I get mixed up, like, who's 5'7", who's 5'8", who's 5'9", who's 5'11". It's just nice to, like, follow other, because she does style content, too, and so it's nice to follow other, like, style creators who struggle finding things that are tall enough, long enough. Like, I have to shop for long jeans. That was always my issue, is like high water jeans. And so most brands don't do longs. And I remember in high school, like Hollister had longs, so I could shop there for their jeans, but I couldn't always afford them. Although they weren't bad, I don't think they were like $40. Which was a lot for me then, now compared to what I pay like at Abercrombie or even American Eagle. Theirs are more decently priced. But anyway, I can only get jeans at the places that sell longs unless I get like cut off, you know, like shorter ones. Like Good American, I don't think they sell longs, but some of their jeans just happen to be long enough for me, which is really nice. But anyway, I just went off on a whole tangent on that, but I was listening to Mary's podcast today, and she was talking about, like, she's moving to Edinburgh, did I say that right? Edinburgh? Scotland with her husband, and she was talking about, like, making friends when she gets there, and how, like, the process that she's gonna try and go through, and she's, like, you know, talking about how she already has like some friends there, which is nice, but she wants to just really like make more and build a community. So she started like looking into clubs and groups that do things that she's interested in doing, like a sip and paint, you know, painting and drinking wine, or even like she found a group that does like sober hangouts and stuff, which I think could be nice. And because like it's so easy to find friends that are just like party friends. I realized like in my 20s at some point, I was like, all I really have is party friends. And so I had to adjust that mainly like in my late 20s and 30s. But anyway, she's talking about, yeah, joining groups that do things that she would enjoy doing. And I'm like, that's really smart. And then she was talking about like how she also follows people on Instagram and stuff that live there that she finds interesting. And she's like, I just planned on like when I get there, just messaging them and being like, hey, do you want to hang out sometime? And then she was like, oh my God, is that a weird thing to do? Like, and I was like listening, and I actually ended up DMing her because I like responded, and I guess I'll share my opinion throughout this episode. I don't want to spoil it just yet on what I think about that. If that's like a weird thing to do, or like what is the best way to make friends when you're 30 or you're starting somewhere new. I mean, you don't even really have to be 30. You can be in your 20s, just really anytime making friends, like when you're not put in situations where, like, in college, when I was physically going to the university, I would make friends, like, just, you know, you're just there and you have to partner up and stuff, and it happens. It tends to happen more organically. But then, like, you know, get older and you're, like, living on your own or living with a spouse or whatever, and you're in a new place, and it's like, well, how do I make friends? And luckily, here in Okinawa, it's a little bit easier because there's, like, different groups and stuff you can join for spouses and just, I mean, even active duty. There's, like, Ladies of Kadena and making female friends in Okinawa and stuff, which is nice because I didn't have that tool when I was active duty Air Force and stationed in England. This is, like, back, I think, before, like, groups were really big like that. And so I just had to, again, make friends organically, which was easier because I was active duty and I lived in the dorms for the first few years. So I tend to be someone who connects with people more organically so that I can, like, feel out the energy and see how I vibe with the person and that they know, like, how I am in person, because, like, I am not good at dating apps. I'm not good at friend dating apps. I'm not good at, like, meeting strangers, because I can be very shy, very awkward, and it can come off as, like, standoffish or being stuck up. And I don't think people get that sense by looking at my social media. Even, like, my best friend, one of my best friends from back home, we met in, like, ninth grade, and she messaged me for my birthday this year, and she was, like, was just telling me, like, how much she values our friendship and how much she's learned over the years and stuff, and that, and she mentioned, she was like, if I didn't know you personally, your Instagram would be, like, really intimidating. You come off as really intimidating to me. And I've gotten that before. And I just thought that was really funny because I'm like, I think either when people do meet me in person, if you catch me off guard, you, like, meet me out in the wild and you're like, oh, I follow you on Instagram or we're friends on Facebook or whatever, and you catch me off guard. Even, like, friends that I've known for a while, if you catch me off guard, I will be just, like, so awkward. Because I'm, like, always in my own little world, like, zoning out. And anyway, but if that's, like, your first interaction with me in person, it might be, like, and, like, say you're already feeling, like, that intimidated. I don't know, like, why, if I come across as, like, bitchy or just really confident or whatever feelings that you have, and then you meet me and then it's like, oh my god, either she seems really stuck up or, like, what a weirdo or, like, whatever. I think sometimes maybe I overthink it, but I've had to get used to that because, oh, there's, I feel like that vacuum always interrupts my podcast episodes when I do them later. Okay, anyway, where was I? So, yeah, I don't know. I probably definitely overthink it. I feel like we all kind of tend to overthink social interactions, and that's, like, part of the problem of why it's so difficult to make friends as we get older. Maybe we get more in our heads. Maybe we have less time to dedicate because of work or relationships, or we have kids. I have one friend that even, like, she has kids, and when we go on outings together, we go out together, she has to, like, warm up, get used to talking to adults again because she's surrounded by, you know, a toddler and a baby all day long. And I always think that's silly because I don't even have kids and I can relate to that. So yeah, so I wanted to, I guess I'm trying to think if I have any life updates before I get into this episode, but I don't really think there's anything major. I'm going back to the States actually later this month for the first time in 3 years because my bonus son is graduating from high school. So I'm going to be there for that. And my mom and sister are going to fly out to San Antonio, and I'm really excited to see them. I haven't seen my sister in, like, 5 years. And yeah, so that's going to be fun. Right before that, the weekend before I leave, we have a roller derby bout. In this one, we're actually having, like, spectators. It's actually an official kind of one, which I haven't done since October of 2022, which was my first and only actual bout that I did. And then, as I'm sure you know by now, if you've been listening or following me on social media, or you just know me, that I had broken my ankle in the beginning of 2023. And so I had all of last year off. So it's my first one. So I'm like a mixture of excited and nervous. So I have that going on. And I think that's pretty much it that I feel like sharing right now. Yeah. So anyway, for this episode, I just wanted to share some of my thoughts on, like I said, was prompted by Mary's podcast episode on like finding friends, whether it's in your 30s. I'm going to focus on that because that's what I know. And whether it's like in your 30s or your late 20s, or you are just moving to a new place and you want to figure it out. That was, I think, the... Okay, so when I, like I said, moved to England, I made friends organically because I was active duty. And so I was put in situations where I could make friends, like whether it be in the workplace or school. And same thing, like once I separated from the Air Force and then I moved to Vegas with my then boyfriend, Jason. I made friends organically once again by just working and then going to school. And so that was pretty easy. I did meet, I think, one friend online because we went to like the same health coaching school and we kept in touch for years and then found out like that she lived 3 minutes down the street from me and we became close friends. And that was pretty much it. Like, yeah, I didn't really have to try. But then when I moved over here to Okinawa after marrying Jason, I'm like, I showed up and had no job, wasn't really planning on getting a job at the time because it's harder to get one. I still don't have one, actually. And so here I was just like this military spouse all of a sudden with really what felt like nothing going for me. And so I definitely had to kind of branch out on my own and figure out how to make friends when, first of all, I'm not like going, I'm not working, I'm not going to school anywhere. So we do this weird online dating thing, it feels like here. And so, like I said, like joining these Facebook groups where you just kind of like meet up with people. And that's kind of how it was when I first got here. I started by just meeting random girls. Like, I put myself out there in the groups and I basically like listed like who I am and what I'm into, some pictures, blah, blah, blah. And so I met up with like a few girls for lunch and coffee here and there. So it felt like dates, little friend dates. And I did connect with a few that ended up becoming friends. We became friends. And then, especially it was easier when I really was working on this podcast and it was the Body Acceptance podcast. I wrote my book on body acceptance. I had built a brand around the idea of body acceptance. So it was easier for me to work with other or like connect with other entrepreneurs or women in like the wellness industry and stuff. But then kind of when I fell out of that and changed, like just kind of stepped back from social media for a bit, I like friends that I had made, like we just like either got jobs or they, you know, whatever, we didn't connect anymore, or we lost touch or whatever. But I don't know, for me, like I said, I'm not really somebody who does well with like online dating and stuff because it takes a while, I think, for you to realize that you really like connect with somebody or you like them, because especially in the beginning, you're so like shy. It takes forever. If you're a shy person, it takes a little bit to be yourself and like to really know. And so that's why I think for me, I've always like, if I'm like in class with somebody, it takes like maybe 10 classes for me, if we work together as partners, to really start to open up or whatever. So I'm a little bit slow in that area. And The other thing that I learned, I guess the biggest lesson that I learned in making friends as I got older and being in a new place is for me to actually just be really clear on what I want in a friendship, what I value in friendship, and then who I am and like what I bring to the table. So I think my first mistake in moving over here was in thinking that like, and this feels really vulnerable to say, but it's like the most honest way I can explain this, is that I felt that I was moving to a new place so I could create this like new persona, or like start like this new life and be and put out this persona of like, this is who I am, like this person I've always wanted to be or thought that I should be or whatever. And not like in a manipulative way, like I want to be fake and create a persona. I just really had this idea of like who I thought I should be or who I wanted to be. And I thought that like, oh, I'm here, I have a clean slate, nobody knows who I am. So then like, I can like put out this image of myself and then attract people like this. And then this is like what my life is going to look like. And that was a mistake because I wasn't really taking into account what I really do value in friendship and stuff. But I don't think I did it on purpose. I just really feel, I think that it's what I thought I wanted at the time. So I also moved here feeling pretty insecure, like after, you know, having gained like 30 pounds, and I just didn't feel like myself at the time. Felt kind of really lost. I think we all did after we came out of everything with COVID. And so I think I was like a little bit confused on my identity. Again, I didn't have a job anymore. I had quit school to move over here. I was just this like, you know, spouse after being myself, like someone who was active duty and having my own identity in the military. Here I was just like an extension of my husband. And so I think I also felt insecure, and I thought that if I like found friendships that validated me, or that I felt like, I don't know, that something would come of it. So at first my focus was on like aesthetics. And I think part of that was because I was so active on social media. I thought like, oh, I can build this really like beautiful like following by showing all the activities that I'm doing and all the beautiful places I'm visiting and the outfits I'm wearing and stuff. And so I wanted to find friends that were like, that I thought were beautiful, that really like wanted to go out and do these things, like have these brunches and take these pictures and stuff like that. And so more than anything, I like focused on that of like, oh, who do I think is pretty? Like who, it sounds really shallow to say. And it wasn't even just like, I don't think it was just like, who do I think is pretty? It was just like, I don't know. I haven't really, I guess, unpacked this on like such a conscious level, but all I know is what I ended up attracting were friends that like were very focused on image. And the more time we spent together, the more I realized that like I just didn't align and connect to their vision, or like what, I don't know, everything seemed really surface level, and that's just not who I am. Like I'm very deep. I love to have deep conversations. I'm a weirdo. I'm awkward. I'm like, I am nerdy. Like, and I, as much as I love experimenting with style and makeup and hair and stuff, as much as I like to look good or feel that I look good, it's not what I value in my friendships or my relationships. I am more so about being able to really talk freely and openly to people and feel that like no matter what I bring to the table, there is no judgment. I mean, I know it's hard for us like not to completely not judge, but I need people in my life who accept me with open arms, because I am not the most traditional person. I am not the most like, I don't tend to follow the status quo. I kind of live life on my own terms. And so anyway, not to say that the friends that I made in the beginning were none of those things, or it's just like almost like being in a relationship where you have compatibility issues. That's where it started out. And I think that if I had more clarification on who I was and what I wanted in friendship, then it would have been easier for me to make friends from the start, and for me to like just accept that, like, I don't know. I think maybe sometimes we still go back to that high school self of so badly wanting to fit in. And I think in the beginning when I got here, I just wanted to fit in. I wanted people to like me. I wanted them to think I was cool and pretty and smooth and like never awkward. Like, I didn't want them to know all those things about me, those like dark sides. But then, you know, it always comes out. So I just hit a point where I was just like, fuck this. Like, I am just going to be myself, and who I attract is who I attract. And so how I actually ended up really making the best friends that I have here is by joining roller derby and putting myself out there in a position where I felt uncomfortable, but I knew that everyone in that situation was probably also uncomfortable. So we're already starting with that in common. And so I think it's nice when you have an activity or a hobby, kind of like Mary was saying on her podcast, where you're just joining different things, where you at least are starting with something in common with those people. And then maybe you're with a group of women, and as time goes on and as you show up more consistently, you realize like who you connect with, who you get along with, who you vibe with, and then you just go from that place. And it's not necessarily like, I used to feel like I had to be friends with everybody, that I had to, you know, put in the effort with everybody, and that if somebody, say, like really liked me and was putting in the effort, but it didn't feel mutual on my end, I felt like I had to like at least try or fake it or whatever. And I'm starting to realize that like, it's okay if you don't connect with everybody. It's okay if like you do go on a few friend dates with somebody and you realize like, you know, maybe this isn't really like for me. And then you just kind of back off from that. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's okay to be selective. I, at this point, am very selective on who I will actively make plans with and put in effort with, because my time and my energy is limited. And I know the same goes for my friends too, or the people that I know. And so I don't want to waste anybody's time if I'm not really like invested in the friendship. So I'm good with just like two or three very close friends that I know I can confide in. And then we have friends that we can put in different categories of like, hey, this is a going out friend. You know, this is somebody I go to for advice on, or we can go to each other for advice on, I don't know, business building, writing, whatever it is, whatever your interests are. But you don't have to feel like obligated to be completely close with everybody or tell everybody every little, you know, intimate facet of your life. I'm definitely more careful now about who I share personal information with and make sure it's with people who I've grown friendships with over time and, you know, kind of seeing those things through. But to answer Mary's question on whether it's weird to like just DM someone randomly, I messaged her and I told her, I don't think it's weird at all. I think that's like how many of us nowadays make friends, is through social media. That's why you put yourself out there, partly is, you know, so you can maybe attract people that have the same or similar interests as you, or maybe know something that you want to learn more about or whatever it is. I just told her, I was like, maybe instead of just going straight to like, hey, do you want to hang out sometime? Like, respond to their Instagram stories or slide into their DMs. That's what people here have done with me. Again, because I do share more about my life, I think it's easier for them to just like respond to things. That's how I met one of my good friends here, is that she was like responding to my messages my stories pretty often. And then I did meet her in person one night at a drag show here on base. And I, of course, was really awkward at first. She was like, hi, it's me, Amanda. Like, we've been talking on Instagram and stuff. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, because I'm really bad with like names and faces. And then especially if I'm just like on social media, I usually don't take the time to go through and like stalk profiles and stuff, because I just don't have the attention span for it. And so I was like, and I, like I said, like I do have a lot of people in my DMs pretty often because I share so openly. And so I was just like, yeah, like, who? And then, I walked away and like secretly went into my DMs to look for our conversation. And then I was like, oh, okay, I remember exactly who she is. And I went over to her and told her like, hey, okay, now I know who you are. But there have been times where people have approached me and been like, yeah, I follow you. And I didn't know what to say. And then I was just like, and then it got like really awkward. And I still think about that. It's one of those things you just like think about at night. You're like, God, why am I so weird? No, I think now I'm like, I think it was just because I wasn't used to it. Like it was just something new. And now I'm just like, oh, what's your name? Like that's Lauren. Like that's the next step. That's what you would naturally say. Hi, what's your name? It's nice to meet you. I didn't know that doesn't come naturally to me. Like I've had to study social skills, because they don't come naturally to me. And that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, thankfully this friend, Amanda, was very forgiving and didn't judge me. And, we've since, you know, hung out many more times than that. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is that there is like the obvious advice of, you know, join groups or join, fitness classes or whatever it is, but really also know like what your hobbies are, maybe even make a list of what your values are in friendship. Like, do you value people who, I don't know, follow up with what they say they're going to do? Do you prefer like having friends that like to get dressed up for brunches and that are very like into aesthetically pleasing? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you like friends that like, I don't even know. I can't think of any examples, of course, now that I'm on the spot, but is it important? Like, how many chances are you willing to give somebody if they flake on plans? Like, what is your outlook on that? And just, yeah, having a good sense of what your standards are in friendship and being okay with like sometimes having to filter out people that aren't right for you, because so often I think we just accept what comes to us and then we end up in maybe toxic friendships, and then we're in a position where like, you know, we like don't know what to do, or we don't know how to, I guess, break off the friendship or whatever. We don't think we deserve better as friends. If you feel like you don't deserve the friends that you have, maybe it's time to take a look at how you're showing up in friendship. Are you giving the things that you are expecting in a friendship? Are you showing up the way you'd want someone to show up for you? And if you're not, then obviously there's things to work on there. I've been in that position many times. I still continue to reflect on how I'm showing up in my friendships and how I can continue to grow and show up better. And so rather than putting so much pressure on ourselves to have a million friends and have this friend group that's so romanticized in like TV and stuff, just knowing that like having one or two close friends is good enough. It's okay to be selective and picky the way that I hope you would be with like, say, a romantic partner or something like that. Like, it's good to have standards because and protect your peace, because that's like your energy. That's your precious time. And so you want it to be spent with people that lift you up and who value you and who you are excited to support and uplift in return. So I feel like this episode was a little bit all over the place. I hope I covered the topic. I think I did. I think I covered it in the way I wanted to, which is a little bit, I guess, unconventional versus like step by step. Sign up for Bumble Friends. And then, like, I think we all know the advice of, like, where to find people, but it's more so, like, then what do you do from there? And I think from there, you just slowly start to build, like, connection from there. Start to, you know, schedule friend dates and actually show up for them, even if you feel anxious. Even if you don't feel like you're in the mood, but you know that it's important because that's how you maintain a friendship, is that you are present and you show up for them. And even if, like I said, you show up nervous and the first 10 friend dates or whatever are awkward because you're nervous, just keep showing up. If you like the person and you really feel that you want to get to know them better. Give them little gestures, tell them that you're thinking about them, or maybe give them something, like buy them a sweet treat or like a gift or some flowers or something to let them know that like they're important to you or something like that. And then yeah, just continue building the friendship from there. And if you have any questions, if you have any specific questions, let me know. And yeah, I think that's really all I have to say about that. I don't know what I'm going to talk about in the next episode, but as always, if you have anything to say, any comments, questions about the episode, you want to share it with anyone, share it on your stories, always feel free. Slide into my Instagram, my DMs at Lauren M. Kendrick, and just let me know what you think. And I'll talk to you again soon. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love for you to share it with a friend or leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. Have an idea you want to pitch or just feel like chatting with me about the episode? Come find me on Instagram at Lauren M. Kendrick. Can't wait to hear from you.